can be replanted.
Support
Thanks.
Comes from code members.
That was Peter Lambert Wilson. You've been listening to Hemispheres. Next up, Cabaret.
CodeNinjas.com/co-Louisville.
One bright spot in today's economy, that vehicle you don't need anymore, it's probably worth a lot more. If you don't need it, donate it to KGNU. Learn more at kgnu.org.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is George with you on the Cabaret Show this evening. Every Tuesday night, we feature music live from KGNU's Cabaret Studio, the best in Colorado music, local music. Tonight is, of course, not an exception. Got we'll talk about the term country later on, but with us we have, and I loved the phrase how you describe country as the gateway, or your music is the gateway drug to country. I think if I did not screw that up, we'll talk about that more because that's important. But with us tonight on the Cabaret Live, Yep Okay. Take it away, boys.
$350, please.
So I went and called my mama, asked her, you know a woman's love is better than any doctor could ever do. But that's before I knew that my baby had found something new.
Here's exactly what I did.
Someone you wish you never knew. Well, I have. There's nothing I can do. By the time you get to loving, find something new. Well, you ever been blue? You ever been sad? You ever paid the price for something you wish you never had? Well, I have. There's nothing I can do. By the time you get to loving, find something new.
I'd like to introduce y'all to Austin Latham on the bass. Thank you.
happen to someone you wish you never knew? Well, I have. There's nothing I can do. By the time you get to loving, find something new. Well, you ever been blue? You ever been sad? You ever paid the price for something you wish you never had? Well, I have. There's nothing I can do. By the time you get to loving, find something new.
You enjoyed that original song by Yep OK right there called Something New. This next here song we just made a video for. You can find it on our YouTube page or also at our website, yepokcolorado.com. It's a song about my dog and when I moved here from Tennessee to Denver and some things kind of went wrong, but I was glad to have my dog around to help me get me through it, and I hope some of y'all listening can relate to that. It's called Foggy Dog. This next song features Mr. Stephen Huntley on the vocals.
Bob's big, can't even see the set. Truck broke down again, how many days do I have to get it right? How many days have I got it wrong? How many, how many, how long? When my dog gets sick, said he'd take my money. Take the girl out and I'll see this honey. Think that we're gonna get it right. I said maybe, but not tonight. Oh honey, do you? Where's my foggy dog when I need it most? My truck broke down, lost my job, I think I'm gonna ghost. I know I'm in the crosshairs, about to be shot down. I need my foggy dog like water needs the ground. Dog when I need it most. My truck broke down, lost my job, I think I'm gonna ghost. Oh, I know I'm in the crosshairs, about to be shot down. I need my fog dog like water needs the ground.
Stuck in this old song, keep it going, no wrong. Boy, don't stick a dollar in the thong.
All right, y'all, that was an original song by Yep OK called Foggy Dog.
The old Foggy Dog.
dedicated to my dog Ripper and your dog out there. Go ahead and give us a call and tell us what your dog name is, and we'll mention it on air. Austin, you want to introduce this next tune?
Sure. So this was co-written lyrically by Kelly's friend Brian Beard, and I just kind of saw these lyrics that we share on Google Drive, and they resonated with me, so I turned it into a song called Outlaw Julie, and we just got some new artwork for this by Bobby Lynn Larson, who does an amazing job, so keep an eye out for that. And Outlaw Julie.
Ready, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Outlaw Julie's up at Union Station. She always let the wind lead her way. She's always down for new sensations. She asked me why shouldn't we feel everything. She asked me why shouldn't we feel everything. Conductor runs a little late past schedule. Says he does it so we're always on time.
Tuning in to the Cabaret Show this evening on KGNU. We have with us Yep, Okay. I guess that's what the reaction you want from the audience.
Exactly.
Your name is that one. I'm sure you have like many origin stories for your name, and we don't need the. We'll leave that to your people when they come see you to ask you.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. The whole crowd gets involved. We like to yell Yep, and they respond Okay. It's awesome. It's like a call response.
Works
we
well.
Love it.
Audience works
participation.
Well.
Like, yes. It works. It's a real thing.
Yeah, we play a lot of brewery gigs and we want to make sure people, you know, are checking out the band too while they're drinking the tasty beers.
Making sure they're paying attention.
Yes.
To what's going on. So thanks for coming in and playing for us this evening. Kelly, we're talking earlier. You said you're from Tennessee. Is that correct?
Yeah, I moved here from by way of Chattanooga, but actually grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, and studied in North Carolina. So I've been playing music and traveling around the South my whole life, gigging around Boone, Asheville, Charlotte, Wilmington, and Birmingham, and all those spots. And I just kind of wanted to try something new and found my way out here gigging by way of Denver and surrounding areas now.
What's the scene like there? Is it as rich as I think, you know, the Denver scene's pretty amazing. I would say, what's it like there too?
Yeah,
is
I have
it
to give some big shout outs to Chattanooga band, Strung Like a Horse. They're out there killing it. And some of my friends in the North Carolina area, American Aquarium, are out there making huge waves. And I'm just really proud of my friends out there, you know, from the South going out there. American Aquarium actually has a song called Better South, and we all kind of agreed we wanted a better South. And so we'll still go through there and play and hang out and see them when they're on the road. So.
And we got Kelly's on drums, Austin on bass, Steve on guitar. Austin and Steve, feel free to chime in. Are you guys from I think some of you are from here and some of you are.
So I'm from Denver originally, yeah. And I met Kelly Turner one night. He was my bartender. I can't even remember the exact bar we were at. But I don't know, he said something about my t-shirt, and he's like, I play drums, you need a drummer. And then I auditioned him that night. We've been playing together ever since.
What was your t-shirt?
I think it was String Cheese Incident.
String Cheese okay. Incident, yep. Nice. But we joke, to be a Denver band, you got to have one native. So Steve,
one native
he
band.
Holds it down.
It helps a lot. It helps a lot out here. And yeah, man, I'm just from Central Texas Hill Country area, which we just got back from. We did a little tour down there and had a blast. Everyone was just the best hospitality and just awesome people, you know. So we'll be back again next year, hopefully around the same time, Memorial Day weekend or something like that. And yeah, we're psyched for it.
And what got you into country music? You've been playing that all the time, or
not me. We all came together just basically just for our love of kind of rock and roll and country like stuff in general, you know.
More but the mix of styles, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. So we have like a bunch of different kind of genres that we cover that we all, you know, really love, and we try and bring that to our band and the stage and stuff too. So
we definitely related on some we call it good country, and maybe some of y'all listeners would say the same thing. You know, there's a lot of stuff that comes out that when we say we're a country band that people might expect, but you know, we like to play some classic country, and it influences every single one of our songs. But also I gotta mention classic blues and classic bluegrass and all of those traditional sounds we like to bring to the table, and we kind of live in an untraditional time and an untraditional place, and so yeah, we like to do our own spin on things.
Yeah, that first song you played, I don't know if you forget the name of that, but it had that kind of, you know, shuffle two-step feel that could be kind of like fall into whatever category you want to put it in, you could shift it around depending on the.
That was the first song I ever wrote, actually. That was about, that song's about 20 years old or so.
He's had the blues that long.
But yeah. But yep, that was definitely a Texas kind of swing song for sure, called Something New off our record. All three of those songs were off of our first record, and we're going to play a couple that we haven't released yet, and they're really good songs. Most people that see us live are familiar with these tunes, and we're really looking forward to recording them and just getting them out there a little more. So thank you for having us and letting us do this.
Yeah, great. Once again, we have Yep, and the audience replies, okay. Yep, okay, with us on the cabaret this evening. All right, if you want to keep going, what do you got next?
Well, this tune is called Take Me There. It's a brand new tune that we've written together, and yeah.
It goes like this. A one, a two, a one, two.
I went to sleep, I was staring of my window, just wondering what was happening next. I saw you smiling through the silver lining,
then I knew just what you meant back when. Thought I was quenched by drinking from your fountain, from your love springs eternal well. But I was left wondering how to keep on going through thick and thin alone with nobody else. A love song ain't wrong, little darling, if you put it on.
Sing with that angelic smile. I wanna be happy, but I just don't know how to be. Woman, can you take me there? I'd go through hell just to make sure that you're doing fine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I still cry when I hear your name. I need some strength just to get me going through day to day. With that hope, I open a bottle to loosen the rain. A love song ain't wrong, my little darling, if you put it on.
Sing with that angelic smile. I wanna be happy, but I just don't know how to be. Woman, can you take on, can you take me there?
Thank you guys at home listening. Some original music from Yep OK called Take Me There. Hope you enjoyed the harmonies on that. We got Austin Latimer on the lead, Stephen Huntley on the high.
That's right.
And Kelly Turner on the lows.
That's fresh off the chopping block right there.
Any original song.
Yeah, that might be the only recording of that we have. So thank you, KG and you, for letting us do this in such a proper space and proper sound. This next one is another one that hasn't been released yet. We love playing this song live. We play a lot of live shows around town. Our next live show actually is Hops and Drops Music Festival in Evergreen. Woo! On the 25th of June. California Honey Drops are headlining. Rapid Grass, another headliner. We got Jess Yancey on the bill.
Oh yeah.
Extra Gold, our good buddy Drew from Evergreen starting things out. It's going to be a great time, and shout out to all of them.
Oh yeah.
But this next song here is about driving from the back seat of love is the literal lyrics, but you know, sometimes we got to listen to one another. And this is Kelly the drummer talking right now. I get a little drum solo in this one. So Galen, Austin's dad, you know, he told us we need to add a drum solo. This is for you, Galen. You guys ready?
And for all you counting out there, this is a 6-8 into 4-4 in the key of A major.
Does it go back into 6-8? It does.
It sure does.
A
so
bit, yeah. And then, again, we got to thank KG and you. And our new friend George for hosting us, running sound, letting us play live in the studio. And, you know, we're just trying to get everything kind of dialed in. Playing live on the radio is a new experience for us.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
But we feel mighty comfortable. And
yeah, it's cozy.
It's a beautiful day.
Great day to be in here doing it. But I wrote the song about a couple years ago, and Yeah, now we're killing it.
Yeah. All right, everybody at home, remember to count to six. Boys, I'm going to give them the folks at home first before we start. So it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So keep that in your mind and watch this. 1, 2, 3.
Fresh air, I went in for more. Maybe crazy like Willie, that I'm sure. I like my face covered, but I need to breathe. Stayed up all night, no reason to leave. I'll stay in this place for a while. It's been in my reality. She bought my last cigarette, and she rolled it with some dream. This woman gonna make me believe there's only one way to be free. Don't be driving for the backseat of my love, we'll make things any easier. Don't be driving from the backseat of my love, we'll make things any easier. Don't be driving from the backseat of my love. Some dressing, I'll come get me some. This cursing and moaning is beauty to me. Fine like diamond, she is in need. I think I'll stay in this place for a while. It's been in my reality. Our love will make things any easier, but don't be driving from the back seat of our love. We'll make things any easier. Don't be driving from the back seat of our love.
Just tuning in. Yep, okay, with us on the Cabaret this evening. Rockin' tune, guys.
Thank you very much. That's a brand new one, Backseat Driver. Sounds a lot different than a lot of our country stuff that we got or some of our bluegrassy stuff we got. Austin wrote that tune, and when he brought it to me on the drums, we had a great time just drum and bass, figuring it out, and then Steve came in filling it, and we love singing, you know, off one another. And kind of playing off each other's vocals.
Exactly.
And I think more songs need to be in six. I think that's such a great.
I agree.
It's one of my favorite.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And the change just feels like so natural for some reason right there. I don't know.
So we talked to you guys are kind of from different places. How did you all meet in Colorado and how did you get together?
So I was working at a great local barbecue venue spot called Moe's. Barbecue in Inglewood, and Stephen Huntley was filling in on a band, and I was bartending and making mac and cheese, and he came up and sat down and was wearing a string cheese shirt, and I just was new to town and looking for people to play with and struck up a conversation. I watched his set from the dish pit, and he was legit, and he got me to try out at your mom's house. They have an open jam every Tuesday.
Pretty sure it was that night.
Pretty sure it was the same night because I was staying out way later those days. And we did the open jam, and I got to tell this story, man. These two kids came up on stage.
I forgot about this.
I sat down on the drums, and they plugged in their iPhone and started rapping. And then one of the kids threw up all over all the guitar pedals. And then the hosting band came yelling at me thinking I was part of this rap group. And yeah, it was my tryout.
Yeah, we got out of there.
we got out of there. But then we found Austin kind of down the line, and Austin had a bunch of songs up his sleeve and really rounded us out. And as a trio, if you come see us live, typically we'll have a guest play with us, and we're always looking for sit-ins, and we'll have keys or fiddle or mandolin or whatever to come fill out the trio here.
And when was that?
2018.
Okay, and you had an album that came out in 2020.
Yep. So we got to work real quick, and when everybody's gigs were canceled, we were stuck at home, and we got on the stream train. And again, this is Kelly on the drums talking. I can't play and sing too many songs too pretty, so I helped coordinate getting Austin doing solo streams and Steve doing solo streams, and all of that money. That was raised during those streams, we were able to go into Module Overload in Aurora and record our first record.
So what's your take on the stream train, like, now that we're 2 years past that? It's been, I mean, pretty amazing. I don't know how you feel as musicians. Do people kind of expect that to be there now?
I think it's kind of died down a little bit now. But during that time, everyone was doing it. Every musician, well, we were all out of work, you know, so... We were all doing the streams, and, you know, it was a little weird doing the stream and then having to, like, base your show, quote unquote, on the comment section that you're looking at.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just overall a weird experience.
I got to say this, though. When I was doing it every night, we were kind of down and feeling weird, but I was talking to my mom, and she was like, isn't it weird that you're seeing all these people you love's living room? Isn't that strange? So, like, you know, you got to see everyone's homes. Like, it was bizarre.
Yeah, that's so what social media has done for music
it's
now.
Really cool.
It's all really personal.
You get a glimpse into the posters on the wall of your favorite artist.
Yeah,
I think early on I was watching, it was like the Luck Texas show. They were doing a stream, and everybody was just like, you know, deer in the headlights. They're like, all right, here we are.
Hi, everyone.
Doing a thing. We don't.
Right. No one's here. Yeah.
We threw this together. We're going to cut, you know, to somebody who's going to talk about shaping hats, you know, in Brooklyn. And then, okay, here we're going to go back to.
I will say we're stoked to be streamed on the radio.
there you go. There you go.
Yeah, we are, you know, you can't see our face right now, but I promise we look real good, y'all.
Indeed, indeed. You mentioned the Hops and Drops gig on June 25th in Evergreen. Some great local folks there as well. Rapid Grass, No Strangers to KGNU, and Extra Gold. I think we were talking with them, I think, around 2020 to get them in here, and we hope to circle back and get those guys back in later.
You hear that,
on.
Evan? They want you back in here, man.
Yep. Well, yeah, we talked about it, and then everything just kind of got weird, and so it never worked out, but we'll get back in touch. You're tuned to the Cabaret program here on listener-supported KGNU. My name is George, in studio with us. Yep, okay. What do you got more for us? We got a.
All right, this is a tune that I wrote.
About 20 minutes left here on the show.
Tune that I wrote called "Down the Track." It's kind of just about moving on, traveling, you know, getting your head right a little bit, and play that for you now.
Real quick before we started there, Steve, while you're doing your call, this is an unreleased original, is it not?
It is an unreleased original. I think this is going to be the only recording of this song that we have. Well, I've been weaving and I've been dealing far on down the track. And my heart longs for the open road, never to come back. Well, when you left me, darling, you broke me in two and sent me on down the line. And I don't need you to feel blue, you got me good this time. We'll take it and say, make no mistake, I'll be doing just fine. My old guitar and a bottle of shine, maybe that'll clear my mind. And that northeast wind is coming in again, the snow won't be long. And that howling wind doesn't suit my clothes, down the mountain I've got to travel on.
Y'all, it's a brand new tune by Yep OK, written by Stephen Huntley, called "Down the Track."
Let's do one of my favorite new tunes of ours.
Yeah, that was great, and that was the first time we recorded that song. So thank you for joining us on that.
Oh yeah, definitely one of my favorite bluegrass.
Man, I got chills on my leg back here on the drums. Tell you what, this next song is about my hometown, Birmingham, Alabama, and I'd like to give a big shout out to my good buddy Brian Beard. Grew up together. And he's a great writer, and he actually submitted and gave us these lyrics, and we just thought it was a great way to kick off our record. If you'd like to hear our music, just head to yepokcolorado.com. That's YEPOK, And all of the tracks are there. If you want to catch us live, you can see us at Hops and Drops Festival in Evergreen with California Honey Drops, Rapid Grass, and a bunch of bands, and then a bunch of places this summer. So, yeah, head to our website, and hope you enjoy this song called Sloss Tower Gloom.
Well, the beggar has to take my trash, strange for my cold hard cash. Oh, he asked me about the weather, whereabouts I came.
One, two, oh, one, two, three.
One got shot in Hens Lane, one down at the mall. But I get my news from the street boys, so take it at cost. Well, I guess back is a city where all they know is the blues. Gray skies are hanging over my head. Oh, that's Sloss Tower Gloom. Time. Oh, and Lord, she must be tired trying to keep this boy alive. I was on the road to nowhere forever, I assume. And though I turned a quarter, redemption comes from the blue. Well, I guess back is the city where all they know is the blues. Gray skies are hanging over my head. Oh, that's Sloss Tower Gloom. Gray skies are hanging over my head. Oh, that's Sloss Tower
Gloom. Sure. All right, y'all. Hope you enjoyed that original song. You know, it's about my hometown. It's also about your hometown. Sometimes it's good to get out, but you always think about it, don't you? You can't, you know, don't deny where you're from. It's the truth of it. And I'd like to give a big shout out to all my family back home listening down in Alabama, Sunshine, Pop Pete, Mom and Dad, and Alex, Nora. We love y'all. I'd like to play the first song we ever wrote now. How about it, boys?
The old Fireworks and Freight Trains.
Yeah, Steve, tell us about the story of it.
So this is a song that we wrote on 4th of July in 2018. It has nothing to do with either fireworks or freight trains, but we just wrote it on 4th of July.
We were hearing them in the background.
Yeah.
What's it about, though?
Song's about, getting your life together, moving on, you know, getting a hold of things that you can't get a hold of, you know what I mean? Anyway, this one's called Fireworks and Freight Trains.
Well, I ain't on down.
fireworks and freight trains.
Yeah, one more, then we'll chat.
All right, guys. So when we got here, we didn't realize we could play a cover. So we're going to get nice and dialed in. And we hope you enjoy this here next one. Just the other night, our good friend Derek Dames Ole sang this song for us, so we're going to give him a big shout out and just love that guy a lot.
Yeah, Derek's awesome.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Derek.
Last December.
Yeah, awesome. Well, this is dedicated to you out there, D.
Well, I feel tears welling deep inside like my heart's on a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, I may never shake. Well, you might say I was taking it hard and you wrote me off with a cold. Don't you wait or that'll hide the sorrow. You might have break right down and fold. Well, the race is on and here comes bread at the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back and trying not to fold. The race is on and here comes pride, the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back and trying not to fold. My heart's out of the running through the straights for another seat. The race is on and it looks like heartache. And the winner loses all. Well, the race is on and here comes pride, the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. Tears are holding back and trying not to fold. My heart's out of running through the straights for another seat. The race is on and it looks like heartache. And the winner loses, oh. Well, the race is on and it looks like heartache. And the winner loses, oh.
Right on, right on. Always a classic. A
little bit of George Jones, Grateful Dead style.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking, you know, yeah, whatever version of that you heard first, be it, you know, George Jones or the Dead, I think that covers lots of folks, or maybe it's you guys, Yep Okay, here on the Cabaret, or maybe it's Derek, if he plays that too, Derek Dames Ole. Kelly Turner on drums, Austin Latimer on bass, Stephen Huntley on guitar, all you pitching in on vocals and MC duties. So speaking of great tunes, and what was there a particular song or artist or show that you saw early on that kind of gave you the? I'm stealing this question from shout out to Will Two Step.
For me, it was when I saw Willie Nelson live.
Yeah,
his band was just so epic that I decided right then and there that I have to learn how to play country music. So you know, Willie Nelson, he's a legend. I'm so thankful that I got to see him live. I think that was 2017, 2016 or 2017, down at the Amp in St. Augustine. So that was a great show. That definitely influenced me heavily.
Yeah, and for me, I grew up like over an hour away from music venues in Texas, so I didn't really get to see too much live music. However, it's like a really thriving music community down there, so I got to experience it kind of firsthand with my dad's friends and stuff, just like seeing them play and just being, you know, super awesome professional musicians about it, you know. So it's just real inspiring to see these old timers in Texas just keep it going on, even though they're in their 70s and stuff, you know. They're still trucking, partying, writing, everything. So that's the way to be.
I just remember being 10 years old, and my dad couldn't find a babysitter and took me to Toby Keith opening for Alan Jackson at the Oak Mountain Amphitheater. Wow. But I was like into punk rock and skateboarding, and he told me I was a little piece of you know what for radio. And I look back to that show. I remember that show all the time. We had great seats. So thanks, Dad, for taking me there. And you know, I didn't realize that later on that we might be like covering some stuff like that, but. Yeah, I was like, oh, this isn't NoFX. Who is Alan Jackson? But anyway, yeah, I was 10 years old.
Makes sense, yeah. Two great bands.
For sure, for sure. Once again, Yep Okay with us on the Cabaret this evening. You're going to be at the Hops and Drops Music Festival in Evergreen on June 25th, if my notes are correct.
Yep.
With the California Chocolate Drops. Honey drops. No, we've mixed that up a million times.
Different states.
Different states. Different. Yeah, Carolina,
both great bands.
California.
That's right.
Yeah. And we were promoting one of their shows, and there was some confusion. Around that. For music, you can go to yepokcolorado.com. Links to all your videos and Bandcamp and other things about other gigs and such that you have going on, and you got some videos on YouTube. I think you mentioned as well. So lots of ways to check you guys out online and in person. I think we got time for one more tune, if you want to play us out.
Cool. Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of Merle Haggard, I think, here.
Yeah, you know, I know everybody's in their home or on their commutes right now, but we want to transport you back to a time in the early 70s with pool tables and nice $1 beers, and you can still smoke inside. It's real smoky. It's burning your eyes. This next here song is called Swinging Doors.
Something I'm not used to, and I gave up my home to see you satisfied. So stop and see me anytime you want to, 'cause thanks to you I'm always here to close in time. I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashing neon sign. So stop and see me anytime you want to, 'cause thanks to you, I'm always here to pull the time.
That was Yep OK on the Cabaret this evening. You can go to their website, yepokcolorado.com, to find out more information about them. We're going to wrap up the hour with an excerpt from an artist we mentioned during that show, Derek Damesoll, who performed on the Cabaret last November. Stay tuned for Corriente coming your way at the top of the hour.
Some big black clouds that's blowing in from the west. I've been driving all day, Lord, I sure could use some rest. Well, there's a motel up ahead rocking wine, 'cause I sure love thunderstorms and neon signs. Yeah, I grew up on the road from town to town. When my daddy's line of work, well, it kept us moving around. I got some fond memories of the way things were back then. Yeah, warm from the neon when the bad storm was moving in. Yeah, listen to the Opry in a small cafe. When we stop to get a bite along the way. Yeah, whenever I hear those waves begin.
It's 8 o'clock, time for Corriente, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Mm-hmm.